This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two Christopher Columbus statues in Chicago are down after crews removed them in the middle of the night. A group of protesters were there watching and cheering as they removed the controversial statue in Grant Park with a crane. A second Columbus statue in Arago Park was taken down a little bit later. The removals following reports yesterday that Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot was planning to get rid of those statues. A week-long celebration of the life of the late Congressman John Lewis. Beginning today, the civil rights icon and 17-term congressman died a week ago after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 80 years old. Memorials are planned over the next week in Alabama, as well as Washington, D.C., and in Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump's announced he's going to be throwing out the first pitch at a New York Yankees game on the 15th of August.
And I say, how's the crowd going to be? And, it's like you don't have a crowd. There is no such thing. It's going to be interesting.
Dr. Anthony Fauci threw out the first pitch last night at the MLB's first regular season game between the Nationals and the Yankees. Let's just say it was well out of the strike zone. The president switches course when it comes to his party's convention, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he will no longer hold a large in-person Republican convention in Jacksonville, Florida, because of COVID-19, but will hold virtual events and give an acceptance speech.
But I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right. It's just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida.
The president said he spoke with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis about the decision to cancel the convention and that the governor had not pressured him to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All of the players for the Washington Nationals and the New York Yankees took a knee before the playing of the national anthem last evening ahead of the first MLB game of the regular season. After the players were introduced, a video played of actor Morgan Freeman reading a speech written by Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Andrew McCutchen and his wife Maria. None of the players knelt during the anthem itself. The Food and Drug Administration is expanding its recall of hand sanitizers to now include at least 75 brands. The FDA says there's been a big increase in hand sanitizers labeled to contain ethyl alcohol or ethanol, and they actually contain methanol, also known as wood alcohol. The problem is methanol that's absorbed through the skin can cause blindness, and it can kill if it's swallowed. One of the brands included in the recall, Bloomin' Clear Advanced, has already been recalled by Walmart, Costco, and BJ's Wholesale Club. And let the countdown begin for the release of KFC Crocs. They go on sale next Tuesday, $60 a pair. Fans will not only look like they're wearing a striped bucket of chicken on their feet, but the shoes also come with two removable drumsticks. You can't make this stuff up. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? You ready for a great day? We're off and rolling. And we're off and rolling in a great way because we got Horace Cooper with us. Yes, the former constitutional law professor and recognized the legal commentator. He's in the house. And Horace, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Great. I'm in a festive mood. You know, my book came out the 4th of July weekend.
You're reading my mind. You're reading my mind. That was the first thing I was going to talk to you about. I was going to say congratulations on the book, How Trump is Making Black America Great Again.
Absolutely, and we are seeing all kinds of signs of this economy turning around, and it is an economy in which the rising tide buoys all groups. It's
yes.
Not like the radical group BLM that says only one ethnicity ought to be paid attention to, that every person who's not black owes some obligation to someone who is. What our president's policies have done is to encourage and grow America. And as everyone participates in that economy, they're benefiting. And it's happening very, very rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Horace, you bring up BLM, and I wanted to talk to you about that in terms of it really is. It just seems to be such a splinter group, but yet very powerful because it's emotionalized and the media is giving them a lot of backing. But still today, people are still very confused of what Black Lives Matter is all about. I mean, you see the one side that you just expressed about promoting black issues, but the other part is, hey, let's just burn it all down. I mean, they just want to destroy everything that's America.
Oh, absolutely. They want to destroy what is America. This is a we must burn it down to save the village idea. The advocates in this organization have been saying, not just in 2020, not just in 2019, even during the Obama administration when America demonstrated something no first world country on the planet has done, and that is allow one of its minority ethnicities to lead the country. Other government has had such a remarkable experience. BLM was going around saying America's rotten to the core.
Right.
I want to ask your audience if they're aware that in 1787, when our Constitution was ratified and America began its formal process under our constitutional system, how long was it before slavery ended? Barely 75 years. That is a remarkable accomplishment. And in fact, slavery has been banned longer under our constitutional system than to exist under our constitutional system. We're getting pretty close to almost doubling the amount of time. This lie put forward by BLM is in fact something that is not about any legitimate grievance, but is everything about hating this amazing and remarkable idea that America represents.
Let me ask you, Horace, would you or Dr. Ben Carson, other conservative black voices, be welcomed in the tent of Black Lives Matter?
And this is the point. There isn't actually the freedom for people to believe and think what they want. That's an American idea. What Martin Luther King presented is that people would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That actually wasn't some unique concept that he invented. That was the American idea. Right. BLM thinks exactly the opposite. If you do not agree with their extremely radical idea that's a lot closer, a lot more akin to Karl Marx than Martin Luther King, that you actually shouldn't be allowed to speak. And by the way, when the Marxist doctrines have taken control in countries, you can look at Venezuela, you can look at Cuba, you can look at the former Soviet Union, you can even look in places like North Korea. When the Marxist doctrines take place, those people who don't agree, would like to protest, would like to disagree, they are arrested, they are silenced, they are prevented from being able to go forward. We are seeing a rampant move today in America to silence people merely for their advocacy of an America that is an amazing and remarkable idea that was unique in history and has stood the test of time. Merely advocating that can right. get you silenced and forced out for your employment. Your business can go under. This is a radical group. Their ideas are radical, they are dangerous, and they're antithetical to the American exactly. idea.
I was going to say, at its core, anti-American. So, to sum it up, basically, you're saying Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr., yourself, Dr. Ben Carson, as we went down the conservative voices here, but people that have freed, you know, America's slaves, the 300,000 plus who fought to free the slaves just on the northern side of the Civil War, they would not be welcomed in the Black Lives Matter tent.
Well, absolutely not. We already seen the move to extinguish the existence of Abraham Lincoln. George Washington, our very first president, every construct. There is a New York Times initiative. It's called the 1619 Project.
And glad you brought that up. Yes.
It is seeking to rewrite history. And it purports to make the argument that but for the existence of slavery in the territory that is now called the United States of America, nothing that we have of any consequence would ever have occurred. It does not reference the fact that slavery was done here in the United States, both by a large number of whites, but also a minority of blacks, owned slaves, operated plantations. It ignores the fact that there has been a continuous number of free blacks from the beginning of America all the way through. There has been a number of blacks who were always free. And most importantly, it ignores the role that Africa and African countries played in helping to make slavery possible.
Exactly.
Europeans and Americans did not go and capture people from the African continent. They were, in fact, sold to them by other Africans who had either held them or captured them for the purpose of selling them. This entire project fails to put in context the reality of what has happened. And that is that America, as an idea that is embodied in our U.S. Constitution, is the most remarkable construct for freedom and liberty ever to exist on the planet.
And this dangerous thing about the 1619 Project is now, I understand, is has been thrust to, you know, inside of, 3,500 schools across the country. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning piece that so many questions still remain, but yet it's got a lot of momentum behind it, as opposed to 1776. Interesting, the two perspectives there, but a clear difference. More from Horace Cooper after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing. Our politicians are corrupt and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that if you can't get out to get to a VA hospital or clinic, they can come to you? Yep, it's called telehealth. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Contact your local VA center and ask them how you can enroll in telehealth and join the 25,000 veterans a day that are using telehealth services at the VA. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
The answer to your question, Harris, is unfortunately that the Democrats in the Senate have decided that presidential politics trumps taking care of an existential threat to communities of color. Let me just say that differently. The Democrats in the Senate have said that winning this election by campaigning on police brutality is more important than actually solving police brutality in July and August.
It's Senator Tim Scott commenting, Horace Cooper, after all his efforts to offer solutions and to rally Congress behind this, to do something. I mean, after the George Floyd outrage, which the majority of Americans saw as horrific, and we needed to do something, and here you have the senator responding with, I believe, solid solutions. Maybe not totally perfect, but you begin to put something up to where you can address this issue in a positive way. But the Democrats and others would much rather see cities burnt down, businesses destroyed, and jobs lost, I guess.
Well, this is one of the examples that I use to explain that the oldest political party in America has always been willing to use racial division for its personal advancement. When I hear progressives tell me how they want to operate, how the world should be, the arc of justice, and all of these lofty terms, and they align themselves and never criticize a political party that in the 18th century, the 19th century, and the 20th century made its bones in using racial division for its own advancement. We should welcome an apology. I want either Joe Biden or I want Nancy Pelosi. I want either former President Obama to stand up and say, our party's history is made up of never, never overlooking, never walking away from an opportunity to gain political advantage by using race. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Jim Crow, segregation, slavery, it doesn't matter. Even in the 21st century, a radical idea of affirmative action, they have always used not principle, but the idea that it was to their political advantage. If we were supposed to, as a country, have a conversation about law enforcement reform, the program put forward by Senator Scott was a very, very good place to start.
Exactly.
It's not perfect, but that's how the legislative process works.
Exactly.
You improve and you refine. To simply say, we can't, primarily over the political advantage that could be obtained, shows once again that this, the oldest political party in America, has never walked away from an opportunity to exploit for political advantage racial division in America.
Has it finally come to the point, again, in light of Dr. Martin Luther King and his example, Horace, and others, in terms of going and preserving the institution and the great American idea, and as you said, just in explaining Tim Scott's position, not that anything's perfect, but it can be refined and made better. Our Constitution has been a bit of a breathing document. That's why we have amendments, as you know, as a constitutional professor. But it's still, I believe, the greatest document that man has ever created, and no doubt I still believe God Almighty's hand was upon it. But, you know, when you, just as you said right now, have we gotten to the point to where we realize that the race card, the way it's being played by the Democratic Party, is just, it's cheap rhetoric. I mean, to me, it's kind of like a musician who can be a really good musician, but what they do, because they haven't practiced as well, they really don't have their art down, so what they do is they turn up the music and bring in distortion to hide the mistakes. This is what this kind of sounds like to me. Is that fair?
Let's remember, the left would have us believe that the 20th century's experiment of Jim Crow was just that, an experiment, and it was unique to circumstances. If you go back and look at the individuals, what you will see are people who were exploiting the political advantage to guide you, and yet every single time we're going to separate. We're going to separate for graduations. We're going to separate for living quarters. We're going to do all of these things not based on a principle, but because of the political advantage. There's even now a radical $2 trillion new platform being put forward that is, again, not based on principle, but again, because of the political opportunity. How about every party, all parties, both parties, go forward with an agenda that purports to be good for America and let America choose that?
Would that be novel? Horace, I want to transition to what's happening with Mayor Lightfoot, Chicago, and in Portland. I mean, they have really, if anybody is focused and declared Donald Trump as being the law and order president, I would say that Mayor Lightfoot and Portland have gone a long way in doing that. What do you say?
Was out of control and there needed to be intervention. And all of the glitterati, all of the elite media, all of the progressives, and the oldest political party, of course I repeat myself, got together and said, that's outrageous, that's not true, it's not necessary. We are seeing killing on a wholesale scale taking place, and now it is obvious. It is obvious. Intervention is needed, was needed, and absolutely will be welcomed. Black Americans and white Americans alike on the ground in Chicago are now begging for the kind of assistance that they should have received many years ago, even decades ago.
What kind of impact is this going to have on law enforcement? I mean, the way they've been disrespected on the streets, what we've seen on television from coast to coast, Horace, that's what I'm concerned about, is that just like some of these communities are going to have to rebuild their infrastructure that could take decades in which to do this, the damage, the inherent damage upon law enforcement, I believe, is going to be felt decades down the road. Is that fair?
The poorest communities are going to suffer the most. They're disproportionately minority. But I also mention in my book that black men disproportionately serve in law enforcement. They're 6.2% of the population. They're over 11% of those who wear the blue uniform. Their lives are represented by the effort to protect. So the communities suffer by defunding and by their obliteration, and those sacrifices actually go unacknowledged.
Exactly. And again, that's another group, the black police officers who are there to serve their communities, not welcomed in the Black Lives Matters tent. This is what is really clear, Horace. People are still confused in terms, you know, even Newt Gingrich said that he thought it was brilliant on their part, the title of Black Lives Matter. Nobody would disagree, or most people would not disagree with that. They might even add to it All Lives Matter, which would be an insult to BLM, because that's not their point. And that's what I'm trying to bring out here, is that what they are saying is really not their point. It's never the issue, is it?
But I refer to them as Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
They tell a lie about America, and it's highly consequential. We must push back and remember that this amazing, exceptional idea that is America should go forward, and it has been consequentially positive for the whole planet. What they advocate will eliminate that prospect.
Well, Horace, again, congratulations on the new book, How Trump is Making Black America Great Again, The Untold Story of Black Advancement in the Era of Trump. This is really good stuff and brilliant. And, you know, for a time such as this, Horace, who would have thunk that the timing of your book, I believe, is balm, is healing balm for those that whose wounds are such that they really need to have some truth over the lies that they've been told. Horace, again, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two Christopher Columbus statues in Chicago are down after crews removed them in the middle of the night. A group of protesters were there watching and cheering as they removed the controversial statue in Grant Park with a crane. A second Columbus statue in Arago Park was taken down a little bit later. The removals following reports yesterday that Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot was planning to get rid of those statues. A week-long celebration of the life of the late Congressman John Lewis. Beginning today, the civil rights icon and 17-term congressman died a week ago after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 80 years old. Memorials are planned over the next week in Alabama, as well as Washington, D.C., and in Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're on hold here for just a moment for John Lott. We're going to be talking about his new book, Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. You can learn the actual facts and that debunk them. The foreword is a very powerful foreword from Andrew Pollack. That name may sound familiar to you. Andrew's daughter was killed in the high school shooting, in one of the infamous high school shootings in Florida, and he shares very openly, you know, about his experience, his pain. You just cannot help but feel for what he went through in losing a daughter and trying to understand, you know, what happened there at, in Parkland. And what he expresses in the foreword of John Lott's book is extremely powerful. He writes at one point, he says, you know, you hear gun control advocates say all the time, guns kill people. And you hear a lot of Second Amendment advocates say, no, people kill people. But what you have to understand, and what you will understand after reading this book, is gun control kills people. Quite insightful, huh? Did you get that? It is not, it's not guns killing people or people killing people. In today's America, it's gun control killing people. Boy, I'll tell you, that is a very powerful statement, and it really runs hand in glove with what, you know, John Lott has been, you know, telling us all these years about gun control and his other books that he has presented to us. You know, whether it is more guns, less crime, and the war on guns. I mean, the statistics are empirical. They're hard to debate, but again, you know, the media will twist these things around. They're really good at emotionalizing a topic. I mean, but to what end? I mean, are we getting to the truth, or are we just selling papers? Are we just selling clicks here? Is that the goal here, is to get more clicks or to really solve the problem? I mean, we just saw very clearly what happened in St. Louis with the Murkowskis. I mean, do you think for a moment the way they came, I'm talking about the mob, the 300 people or so, the way they came through, you know, the way they came through that gate, that, you know, do you think that they were there just to have a cup of tea with the McCloskeys? You know, that it was just going to be kumbaya time, another part of the, summertime in St. Louis, just this, flower power kind of experience. That if they didn't have anything to dissuade, and thank God it didn't escalate to the next level to where people could have been killed. And of course, we found out subsequently yesterday when they analyzed the pistol that Mrs. McCloskey had, that it was it wouldn't have shot. It wouldn't have worked, because whoever, maybe through the cleaning process or something, had reassembled the gun, did it inaccurately, and in doing it, they rendered the gun inoperative. So that wouldn't have done. So it would have been all up to Mr. McCloskey and his AR and what he could have done to hold off the crowd if they would have stormed his home there. And, of course, you know, we all know the story that the perpetrators, the mob themselves, they're not in, there's no problem for them. But the McCloskeys, I mean, you know, they're hit with a felony count. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is how upside down this world that we live in. You know, we see from coast to coast these Democratic-run states, and we keep saying these Democratic-run states, and people, you need to discern this, especially if you're there. I mean, some of you get it, especially, as Horace Cooper was saying, if you happen to be a minority and you're in, the less-than-privileged areas, you see it right away. And you are shaking immediately and going, what do you mean defund the police? When do you get the police out of here? I mean, we have police right now, and it's still a combat zone in these poor areas. And what do you think is going to happen when you take the police out? Well, we saw instantaneously pretty much what happened in New York. And as one law enforcement expert had explained, he said, with Rudy Giuliani and the policies that were there before, it kind of kept the gun. This made sense to me, that it put the guns in drawers. It kept the guns, you know, kind of off the street, because they didn't know at any time if they were going to be searched, and you didn't want to be caught with a gun, because we're not talking concealed carry permits here in New York, okay? You're breaking the law, and so the guns stayed at home, they stayed in the car, they were hidden away. But once the perpetrators, once the criminals realized that, hey, look at... the parents have left the building. We can have at it. There's no restraint. And this is what happens when lawlessness reigns. There's no restraint. And this is what we're seeing across the country in Portland. We're seeing this in Chicago, other cities, New York, you know, on and on. Because with lawlessness comes no restraint. And with no restraint, as this expert, law enforcement expert, had provided us, saying that... The guns are no longer in the closets or in chest or drawers. They are on the person. They're carrying these guns. I mean, the point is, what happened, I think it was in the Bronx, if I remember correctly. There was some argument, I don't know, over a cappuccino or something in a coffee shop. And the guy shoots the guy in the leg. Thank God he just shot him in the leg. Bad enough getting shot, but get shot in the leg. Just because, over a cop, come on, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is the America that we're living in, and this is all brought to you, seriously, this is all brought to you by the Democrats, by progressives, these Marxists that say, look, we're going to burn it down. I mean, the kind of destruction that is being wreaked upon our communities is just beyond estimation here. I mean, we're talking years and years of rebuilding. As I mentioned and discussed with Horace, and I was looking forward, and like I said, we're still waiting for John Lott here to join us, and he will any moment. But, you know, the damage this is going to do on all levels. You know, local communities to rebuild, businesses coming back. You're going to have some organizations are going to say, heck no, I'm not coming back. You know, I've already rebuilt my business here maybe a time or time and a half before, and you guys keep burning it down. You know, all the jobs that go with it. You know, I mean, this is costly. And, you know, and I don't know what people think when they hear of millions of dollars of damage. What do they think? You know, when you have millions of dollars of damage, that has to be paid back. That has to be healed in some form or fashion. Or maybe it just kind of just goes away and the corporations write it off as a loss. But what they realize along the way, some of these big corporations going, no, that's a no-go zone. Ain't going there. So that's going to take you out of jobs. So the very thing that, in a sense, what Ocasio-Cortez did in the Bronx in telling Amazon, hey, you're not welcome here, all those six-figure jobs going away. I mean, not that these, in some cases, in these smaller companies are six-figure jobs, but these are jobs that put food on the table of everyday Americans. These are jobs that everyday Americans need and want, and it's a part of the woof and wharf of the local community. And the personality of the local community is going to be altered. Boy, I'll tell you, if not for a long time, then almost forever, you would think, because of this kind of lawlessness that's been running rampant and all brought to you by the Democratic Party. And I say brought to you because what are they saying? What are they doing, you know, to offset this, to be part of the solution? Oh, no, they can't do that because, you know, they're biding their time out because they want to... President Trump to look so bad. They want this to be on President Trump's shoulders. But I'll say America's got to wise up and realize, you know, who's solving the problems? Who's part of the solution or adding to the problem? And I think it's real clear that the Democrats are adding to the problem. I mean, it got so untenable that even Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago, who has been a bitter foe of the president and would not accept any help, didn't want his advice or counsel or anything, now has said, okay, come in and help me out. And look at what's happening in Portland. It's absolutely endless. And, of course, we're hearing body counts and, you know, the crime scenes that are being reported in New York and elsewhere. We've got more. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by CareerBuilder. The U.S. unemployment rate dropped for the second straight month to 11.1% in June. As industries begin to rebound, progressive HR teams are working now to be ready to hire qualified, diverse candidates quickly. CareerBuilder Chief Product Officer Umair Gowri says that for resource-strapped HR teams, there is a strong need for automation and smart technology.
More than 40 million American workers have been displaced over the last few months, but there are positive signs in the labor market, with unemployment dropping and job postings on CareerBuilder increasing 65% over the last 2 months. We recently released updates to our talent acquisition suite, impacting each stage of the recruitment process. We're focused on helping employers build a diverse talent pipeline, convert qualified candidates faster, while saving up to 50% on cost per applicant. As we begin the great rehire, we're working to drive positive change in recruitment practices and positioning organizations to come back strong.
Visit hiring.careerbuilder.com to learn more.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
For over 40 years, the Tide Ministry has been sharing the gospel in India through heart language radio broadcasts and helping to make disciples of Jesus Christ through in-person contact with listeners. The recent pandemic-induced lockdown seriously hampered the Tide face-to-face discipleship activities in India, but we praise God that the production and airing of our gospel radio programs in 8 languages continues uninterrupted, and our boots on the ground at our headquarters in Odisha are able to provide listener care through phone calls, written correspondence, and literature mailing. Pray that the restrictions due to the COVID crisis are lifted so that our full scope of community outreach activities can resume, as there are still many who need that personal touch to lead them into relationship with Jesus.
To learn how the Tide Ministry is broadcasting the gospel message and making disciples for Christ throughout India, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, your golden.
And I got to tell you, if we're going to save this country, it's going to be with the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready for the truth? Well, Dr. John Lott is with us, and he goes head-to-head regarding the gun control myths, how politicians, the media, and botched studies have twisted the facts on gun control, and this is your book to learn the actual facts that debunk them. John, you have been the champion and the contrarian voice, not to be contrarian, although it's the voice of truth, that has been speaking out in this darkness that has been thrust upon us by the mainstream media that, you know, clearly have another agenda other than what our constitutional rights in the Second Amendment guarantee us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Bill. I appreciate it.
Well, I was sharing with our audience before that I was especially touched in the foreword by Andrew Pollack in your book, and he has become the outspoken father, of course, of one of the students killed during the Parkland, Florida mass shooting on Valentine's Day of all days. I can't imagine what these parents must feel every Valentine's Day. His 17-year-old daughter was killed along with 17 students and staff, killed by a gunman at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. And his expression here, and again, I repeat it for our audience, that he says, you hear gun control advocates say all the time guns kill people, and you hear a lot of Second Amendment advocates say, no, people kill people. But what you have to understand, and what you will understand after reading this book, is gun control kills people. Boy, that, to me, that says it all, John.
Yeah, I know. It was very nice of Andrew to write that forward for the book. I greatly appreciate it. I mean, Andrew, you know, he's changed his views a lot on guns over time. Having to go through the horrible crisis that he went through and kind of learning about what the options were has changed his views a lot. You know, as he says in the foreword there, he didn't really have strong views one way or the other, care that much about the issue on guns. And I've kind of gone through the same thing myself before I started doing the research on this. I mean, I'd done a lot of work on crime. but I was probably in the middle of the debate on the issues.
Mm-hmm.
People are affected by the media. You hear bad things about guns all the time and don't hear much about the benefits, and I think it affects anybody's views.
Exactly.
That you have there. But, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, John, that, you get this impression based on the media, but then you step back and you start going, wow, if it's that nefarious and that bad, why are people, buying more guns? What is the natural response? And the natural response is that when humanity is threatened, it wants protection. And if it can't rely on local authority to deliver that protection, then they go, oh, then it's up to me. Well, and when you dovetail that with the Constitution, it is, our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which underpinning all that, the idea of self-responsibility comes into play. So our Second Amendment right is our personal right. It's not something we subordinate to outside authority, do we?
All right. Look, anybody who's read my academic work knows that I think police are extremely important in reducing crime. I think police are the single most important factor. But the one thing that the police themselves understand is that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's been committed. And that raises the question of what people should do, even under kind of the best of circumstances, to be able to go and protect themselves. What we've learned in the last 5 months or so is you've had many situations where the police haven't been allowed to respond, where
exactly.
You've had orders from different mayors for police to have to stand down, where you've had police departments, parts of them being disbanded, like in New York City with the undercover unit, where you've had police budgets being cut, where you've had, with the coronavirus, police being told not to respond to certain types of calls, or you've had huge numbers of prisoners being released, inmates being released from jails and prisons across the country. I mean, in some counties, you've had 50%, like in Los Angeles or San Francisco, 50% of the inmates being released. So, you don't even have the option for the police to be able to respond all the time. And what you find is that there's two groups of people that tend to benefit the most from having guns. Everybody's better off by having, but it's particularly people who are weaker physically, women and the elderly, and people who are most likely victims of violent crime, poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas. It's basically the most vulnerable people in our society who benefit the most from having the option to be able to go and protect themselves when the police can't be there.
John, you and I have had this discussion before in talking about police response. I mean, when incidences that involve guns are measured in seconds and it's minutes, I've heard average minutes of 12 to 15 minutes where you actually get law enforcement on a scene. Too much time has passed. The damage has already been done, as you pointed out. And so people are logically realizing, hey, look at, I need to protect myself. And I would say, and I say this all the time, because there's no question that, guns are being sold at a record pace, even at the local gun shop that I attend, and, even at the range that I attend there. The guns, I talked to the owner, they says they can't keep them on the shelves. I mean, they're just literally flying out, and I hope to God these people understand that with that weapon comes responsibility. You need to be trained. Don't think just because you got guns and bullets you're okay. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself like was it Carol McCloskey there in St. Louis, where they found out, John, that she had a gun, but the firing pin wasn't set correctly, and if she went ahead and pulled the trigger, needed to pull the trigger, but she was going to just be sitting there with a useless weapon.
Right. Well, I think the couple there knew that gun was not operational. His rifle was. But, simply being able to brandish a gun, even if it doesn't work, can provide even some benefit. I mean, here you had, the rioters had broken down the gate for the community that was there. They were on a private road. They were actually on their property making threats. You know, obviously I'd rather have a gun that's operational, but at least having something there that they might believe. You know, at least it's something. I mean, most of the time when people use guns defensively, simply brandishing a gun is sufficient to cause criminals to go and break off and attack. And, you know, that happens about 95% of the time that people use guns defensively. And anyway, my own belief is that if it wasn't for all the myths that are out there, we would have even a bigger increase in the demand for guns right now. But the media has done a lot in terms of trying to convince people that the safest course of action for them to take when they're confirmed by a criminal is behave passively. You know, it's just a misreading of the data that's there.
But John, this is more. This is more than about guns. I mean, this is about the control of the American experiment. What this all comes down to, because we are on a we're on track like so many other nations before us in history. That one of the first things that the power brokers do is they come in and take away your guns because you need to be controlled, right?
Yeah, no, they do. And but I guess I'm just trying to go through and talk about how they're trying to convince people.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes, so let's make the most of it because you cover so much in your book. And look, we're going to have you back and be able to give it the full or maybe more attention than we're able to do in this short segment. But with 2 minutes left, John, let's touch on, you know, the key points of gun control myths.
Well, there are lots of myths, everything from how people should respond when they're confronted by criminals to claims about mass public shootings. So this, you know, mass public shootings, which I think has been used a lot to drive the gun control debate. One of the claims that's out there is that the United States kind of leads the world in terms of mass public shootings. So that's simply false. There's nowhere even close to it. The claim is based on a study by a University of Alabama professor who for 4.5 years after his study was getting cited by President Obama and all sorts of the media, he refused to go and give out his list of cases. And finally, after I published an academic article criticizing and providing the data on it, he was forced to release his list of cases. And it turned out he had literally missed thousands of mass public shootings in other countries and had overcounted the number of ones in the United States. And that when you actually go and count things up correctly, the United States makes up only about 1% of mass public shooters around the world, and that 94% of the time that we have mass public shootings in the United States, they occur in places where guns are banned. My guess is that the entire gun control debate right now would be very different if the media did two things. One, once in a while would mention that we've had yet another mass public shooting in a place where people were banned from having guns. And two, once in a while mention that all the cases where people have used guns to stop mass public shootings. We just had a case in Indiana last week.
John, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Thank you for being with us.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners who wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letter.